to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Corinne Hawthorne with Sunday, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Pajamas, and I am listening to The Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I just gotta believe there is goodness around the corner, and something better is in store for me. It's gonna just one page in my story. And if I keep breathing, and if I keep believing, it's gonna work out like I knew it would. I'm feeling stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds. The sun is bursting out. Oh, it's gonna work out like I knew it would. Yeah. I've been stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds. The sun is bursting out. Just believe.
That was Tasha Cobbs Leonard with Gotta Believe, and you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. This year has been flying by, Joy Seekers. We want to finish this year out strong and authentically. As you all know, Intentionally You is our theme for 2022. Deanne and I want to help you become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives. We hope that you will be richly empowered to do what you have been commissioned to do in life with purpose, on purpose. Here's Michelle Williams with Fearless and Niecy Gaines with I Could Never Repay You. On the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Life is a runaway, running out every day. You can take a bow, or you can love it anyhow. I know you're scared of heights, take the jump anyway, and you won't regret it, no. Cause there's a passion moving at the speed of light. We're fighting the challenge of troubles deep inside. Every nation standing side by side. That don't mind giving the best of life. Cause
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You knew me before.
Hey, hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We have an amazing guest for you guys, Joy Seekers, on this evening. Please welcome the beautiful, the lovely Niecy Gaines.
Hey!
So welcome again. We appreciate you being with us on this evening. So we're just going to go ahead and dive in. We want you to introduce yourself to the Brand New Day audience by telling us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, cool. So yes, thank you so much for having me, Emily and Deanne. I'm excited. So my name is Niecy Gaines, as you stated. Yes, I am a recording artist, and I live in San Antonio, Texas. I'm born and raised here. I am a Texas girl. I love it, right? Texas girl, even though it's really, really hot right now. But yeah, I have been married to my husband. It'll be 13 years in November. His name is Jason Gaines. Love of my life. And we have two beautiful babies. My daughter, Madison, is 11. And my son, Timothy, is 8 years old. So, yeah, I love that. They're getting older. And we have a dog. His name is Prince.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm actually passing through San Antonio right now as we speak.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We just came from Corpus Christi. So when the pandemic hit at the beginning of 2020, all of us had to do a hard reset. What are some things that changed for you as a wife, singer, songwriter, and worship leader, and of course, mother?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, by the way, I'm a teacher. I'm sorry I didn't say that, but that is my profession. I teach first grade. But yeah, so you're right. During that pandemic, wow, that was a lot for everybody. For me, of course, everything shut down. We were working, kids were at school. So that means that the whole routine changed and that you had to be at home. So I'm working, dad's working, and the kids were on their devices. I was so happy that they had tablets to log into school when that happened, because we had downtime. Then it was like, no, we got to finish out the year strong. And so it was a juggling of everybody's schedule, working on your computer, taking a break, checking on the 6-year-old at the time, checking on the 9-year-old at the time, making sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. So a lot of juggling at that time, but it worked out. We got into our routine, finished that year. And during that time though, we were purchasing a house during the pandemic. Yes, my husband and I were already in the process of looking for and purchasing a house. So we got the house in 2020 in the summertime. We get in and we start ordering our furniture and everything. Everything's on back order. So here we are, we have some furniture. So we're in kind of half empty house, but hey, grateful to be here. I mean, it was the blessing of the Lord the way we got it. It was just, the beautiful house that I'm sitting in now, blessing of the Lord, 2020 hits. We get our house, we're in and we're like, yay. Still waiting on furniture, but God was so good during that time. So during that time, it was so great because we're at home, we're together all the time. And I felt like it was beautiful for us as a family because we would talk, play games together. I mean, we got around, had board games, had fun. I didn't get, you don't get tired of your family. It just was such a great gelling moment for us. So we really enjoyed each other during this time, even though all that was going on, except for going out to the store, coming back home. It was a lot, but it really helped us grow as a family. I think grew closer and have conversations with my daughter, husband, son. Worship time was great because then you would be able to find a spot in the house or outside on the backyard and, talk to the Lord, have a moment, come back in. So, but because it's such a mixed year of emotions. You're full of joy because you got your new home and everything's going on great here, but yet everything is in turmoil in the world. So you have to stay prayerful, want your family to be covered, nobody to get sick. It was a lot. We got through it. And I'm so glad that, I guess, that it happened in that way because we were able to really cling to one another. My parents, my family, our church community. Shout out to All Nations Worship Assembly San Antonio. Apostle Kevin Duhart, Pastor Lisa Duhart, my pastors. I mean, we were online. So when rehearsal had to happen, we would go to location, have a session, put it online, and still be able to worship with the community and the church together. So overall, the experience was still a wonderful experience within, a tumultuous time. So, yeah.
Yes. So tell me, what sparked your passion, your interest for singing and songwriting?
What sparked it? So, okay, we got to go all the way back, Emily. So my mom tells me that when I was 2, she would hear me singing commercials. She said, you would sing the words of the commercials. Like, really? At 2? She was like, yes. So that's how she knew. And I believe it's true because after that, of course, there was a... what do you call it? My mom did Sunshine Band. So I was singing in the Sunshine Band. And then there was elementary school choirs. And then came UIL competition choirs. And then in high school choir. And then, I moved up. I was in the church choir. And then when I was like 14 or 16, got on the praise team at church. So it was it was already a progression that was already innate in me, that I knew that I'm to use my voice for the kingdom, right? And then there were groups that I sang in. And of course, then there's recording artists that need background. All of that has happened. So it's years and years of plowing and worshiping and singing and using this instrument. So it was just always in me. I don't know if it was an interest, but it was in me from the beginning. This is what I am meant to do. One of the things I'm meant to do. So yeah, it just came to me naturally.
But what about the process of writing? Because I know some people have various processes. How do you, when you write a song, how does that work for you?
So it comes in different ways. My husband and I are writers. So sometimes we'll come together and we'll purposely set out that moment for worship, prayer, reading scriptures, and then writing from scriptural base to make sure that it sounds. And then other times I'm in the car and God just gives me a melody. I'm worshiping and he says, say this. And so I pick up my phone and I've got to, okay, let me sing it in here so I don't forget it. Other times, like I'm on the back porch, taking out the dog and praying like, Lord, you know, you're just so good and so great. I'm just so thankful for your presence. And he's like, sing this. And then there it is. Oh, let me grab my phone. So lots of times it comes in pieces. And then I'll have to build off of that. Another separate times we're on purpose. So when it's in that private time where I'm just worshiping and he'll give me that melody and he'll give me this song and he'll give me this scripture. And then I go and build off of that. And then sometimes you can build the whole song at one moment, but other times we have to build at a different time because I'll be in passing. But I love that I'm trying to be open all the time to hear him. So that way, whenever he speaks, I need to write that down because I know that this is what the people need to hear. Or this is what I need to hear at first. And then this is what I need to give out. So it varies.
Wonderful. Well, who are some of your musical influences?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Because, I mean, it's so vast. Growing up in my home, I mean, I heard, of course, on cleanup days on Saturday, I'm hearing all gospel choirs, all the mass choirs. And then on other days, you know, my dad could be in there playing jazz, soft rock, you know. So I have a very, very, very wide range of music that I love. But influencing me especially is I love 80s music. So I am an 80s baby. So Janet Jackson, I just love Janet Jackson growing up, BB and CeCe Winans in the 80s. And then of course, towards the 90s, you have still Fred Hammond, Kirk Franklin, oh my goodness, John P. Key, Joanne Rosario, CeCe Winans by herself and she's doing her project. I mean, all these just have, you know, resonated with me through the years and so on. But there's just really a lot more, but I'll stop right there because that's really that foundation that really made me who I am, especially in worship. I mean, I could still pop on Fred and just go right in anytime.
So your new single, I Could Never Repay You, was released in November of 2021. Tell us what inspired this song.
So this is one of those moments, Emily, where it was years ago and God gave me this melody. And so I would just sing, I Can Never Repay You. I don't remember how the exact melody went right now, but it was slower. And it just came from God. I mean, you own the cattle on a thousand hills. You own everything. What can I give? What can I give back to you? But just that sacrifice of praise, I can give you me. That's what I can give you. I can give you my heart, my all. I can give you all of me, my obedience, the sacrifice, right? And so that's where I can never repay you. But here's what I'll do. I'll praise you with my life. It's not just a lifting up of hands, but with my being, I give it to you, God. You can have it. This is the least that I can do. And so that's what inspired me in the beginning. And then my husband wrote on this song with me together. And so we would then go and look at more scripture and build off of that. Like before, Jeremiah 29:11, before you were born in your mother's womb, I knew you. That's why I was like, you knew me before I was. I mean, there's so much you know already about me. So what can I give back to you? I can give you me. So that's really what it came from. the inspiration behind it. I want to give you all of me. You can have it. So my obedience is sacrifice, God. You can have it. Do what you want. Do what you will. And that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. And when did you decide, you know, this is the perfect time to record this particular song? Did you just feel that it was something that we needed in the earth and the spirit realm right now?
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, the opportunity. So here's what happened during that time. So we were already in the process. Okay. We got it right. We know we have to release Todd Delaney. Shout out to Todd Delaney and Delaney Land Music for putting out the advertisement. Hey, we have these packages. If you want to record and you want something produced, come to us. I talked to my husband. He was like, you know what? You should do it. I'm like, all right, let's do it. Did it, wrote the song. It was such a great experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're so professional. Every single step they walked with me through it. And it was just a beautiful experience. And I love how they took what I said. I was like, Lord, I want to be me, right? I'm me.
Right.
So I was like, I want to do a worship banger. How can we do something like that? Like, this is a worship, but this is a bop. That I feel like you're worshiping, like, oh God, I love you so much, but you can still like, hey, a little bit to it. That's what I wanted. And they did exactly what I wanted. Shout out to my producer, Brandon Haynes.
Awesome.
The track. And also to another producer that I had recorded with here, Sean Bird. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great job.
Awesome. So we touched a little bit about what you do to prepare to write a song, but maybe there's some things that you may not have shared in the full thinking of the process. And then how do you prepare when you have to go out to do ministry or lead worship?
Well, definitely preparing to, yeah, of course, definitely prayer. I'm gonna get hot. We're going to pray and get to that point. So that way, when I'm ready, I just want to give God everything that he's given me and empty it out to the people. That's what I want. I want to leave empty. Whatever you want me to say, that's what I'm going to say. So I pray, prepare, God, your will be done. Because the thing is, I already have faith and believe he's going to do his part. I'm just use me, but you're going to do your part. So, but I'm here, a willing vessel to be used. And so that's what I do. I mean, definitely prayer, 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 prayer. All right, Lord, here we go. Give it to him. Go out there, bless the people. Whatever you want me to say, I'll say. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do.
Mm-hmm. So we know as women, we have a lot to do. We wear many, many, many hats. So how do you create balance in your life?
To create balance in my life, pretty, I don't know if it's simple or not, but schedule, routine, organization, and definitely communication. I feel like I cannot have any balance if we are not all on the same page. So I make sure I'm communicating with my husband, communicating with my daughter, communicating with my son. We all know what's going on and whose schedule is doing what at what point. And here's one thing, this is a funny thing, because you know, life happens, mm-hmm. The car breaks down, or, you know, the wash and dry break down, whatever, something happens, right? Something that my younger sister, Kimberly, told me years ago, and it stuck with me all this time. She was like, listen, accept it and move on. I was like, you know what, you're right. I was like, come on, revelation. I can't do anything about it right now. So let me move forward with the things that I can do. And that will get resolved, because God is just that good. It's going to work out for my good. It is, right? It will get resolved. So, but communication, I think, is the key to balance. Everybody having open communication, talking all the time. I talk to my husband all day long. We still have stuff to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Even at the end of the day, we still have stuff to talk about. Everything, nothing's left off the table. And that helps me with balance and communication and structure in my home. We know what's happening next Thursday at 7 o'clock. And guess what? If it changes, accept it and move on. It really works. And keep going with the flow of life, because it's going to happen, right?
Absolutely. Life happens every day. We just have
every day.
Be flexible.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. So being intentional is so important for us to thrive in our daily lives. Our show theme for 2022 is intentional living. So share how you are living intentionally.
Okay, so living intentionally for me is being thoughtful. So I'm being in every moment, like I said, with anybody, I'm valuing that person. So if I'm talking to my husband, I'm in that moment. If I'm talking to my babies, I'm in that moment. If I'm talking to my friends, I'm in that moment. My mom, my dad, everybody, being in that moment, valuing family. Oh, this year, family has been such a welcome, arms. Just, it's been so strengthening this year, our family time together. And I think that's really, really important. I'm not talking about just my immediate family, but really being with my brother, my sister-in-law, my sister, my cousins, my aunts, my mom and my dad. It's been really that thing that has been intentional, that family time for me. And I believe there's strength in that. When your family's together, there's strength in that. So we make sure to do that quite often. And then being intentional with my personal time, self-care time for myself, or even with daddy-daughter time, we make sure like we have separate dates where they spend time together. Mommy-son time, mommy-daughter time, all of that, as far as really the really building relationships. Being intentional in that way has really helped me to grow as a person because I'm not focused on myself all the time. Yes, I do have that moment where I'm doing self-care and focused on myself and, taking care of me, but also going back and being that way with individual people, friends, loved ones, all of that is really being intentional for me. Intentional prayer time, intentional time to do things that I love, to work on projects. So that comes in with that scheduling again and that balance. So all of that is built into that. But yeah, that's what I'm intentional with. But that's really helped me right now. The connections with people, intentional connections right now I'm really valuing that. I'm really valuing relationship right now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then my next question is, what do you want your personal legacy to be?
My personal legacy, I feel like being, because we're human beings, I want to be in uniquely me.
Yeah.
Nobody else can be me. Right. So I want to leave the legacy that I was uniquely me. Everything that I did it how I was supposed to do it. I didn't step into anybody else's lane. I did it how the Lord told Nisi to do it. So I want to leave that legacy of, strategy for my children, that legacy of common sense for my children, that legacy of entrepreneurship. This is how I did it. Here's the blueprint, that legacy of prayer. This is how God told me to do it. Here's the blueprint. I'm giving it to you. Build off of it. That's what I want to leave. Like, okay, she did, I want to leave empty. She did everything that she was supposed to do. I want to leave empty. So I tried it. I tried and I did it, because you can try and fail and try again. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to leave anything on the table, y'all. I want to leave that legacy that she did everything she's supposed to do. She got the knowledge that she was supposed to get to give to her children's children's children to build off of and reverberate after she's gone. That's what I want. Unique. Be you.
Yeah. Now, I know we're going to ask a question about some things that, you're doing later, but I'm going to ask, with that in mind, not leaving things on the table, what do you have in the next 5 years? What do you see yourself doing? I know you're teaching. Would you like to come out of the classroom, be a full-time singer? I mean, what do you aspire to be?
I would. I do not see myself teaching, too much longer. I love it. Don't get me wrong, y'all. It's a ministry. It is.
I understand. I'm also a teacher.
Oh, what grade?
High school.
I teach high school professional communications and journalism.
Wow. Okay. So yes, you're on front lines. We're on front lines with these babies. So yes, no, I don't want to do it forever, but I know that right now I am purposed to do this. I'm in the right place to do this now, but I don't foresee myself doing this forever. I do see myself being able to travel and to minister in different ways. I do feel like children will be a part of that because I do have some things coming up the pipeline you talk about soon, but I do feel like there's some children's ministry there, you know, turning. So we'll see how that shifts. I also have other ideas for some other things coming up that we'll talk about, but no, I don't see myself teaching, but I do see myself singing, of course, a lot more. I want to give, I want to do this. I know that I'm meant to do this. This is one of those things, because I know we're all multifaceted. We're not all one thing. So this is, yeah, one of those things that I am going to do, but I know it'll take me to a trajectory to a different place. And I mean, I hope to just travel and be more worldly in that respect where I can give of myself in other ways. I don't know, teaching, because that's what I can do, but we'll see, teaching the word of God, right? Teaching the word of God mm-hmm. to these babies. Cause I know I feel something, but we're going to see. I'm not going to, you know, speak to you yet, but we're going to see, and I'm open to whatever the Lord wants me to do next in that. But no, I don't think I'll be teaching forever though.
And I can definitely relate to that. It is ministry in when God, and I feel it's ministry apostolically. I think oftentimes teachers have the gift of apostleship. Some of us are actually sent in for a season to help cultivate and develop young people. And then he takes us and puts us in our next assignment. So I can totally agree and concur with everything you just said.
Yes, ma'am.
So here at Brand New Day, we believe in supporting and encouraging our listening audience to do the same. So we want to know where we can purchase your new single.
Oh, great. So you can purchase my new single, I Can Never Repay You, on Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal. It's on all those. So wherever you like to get your music, it is there. Please go and purchase it. Please let it bless your life.
What special events and projects do you have on the horizon that you're able to share with the Brand New Day listening audience?
Okay, so right now in the process of writing again, so we will have some more new music this fall. My husband and I are writing, I'm writing. And also, y'all, I've got a children's book coming out this fall. That's why I was like, oh, this is right up my alley. I've got a children's book coming out in the fall, so look for that. Now listen, it's for the babies. I'll say that my target audience is for the babies, the toddlers, the, you know, my kinders, because I used to teach kinder, but anybody can enjoy it. But I did specifically do it for those babies. Like we talked about being in that pandemic, everybody was affected, even our babies, even those little kinder babies, you could see it. So this is something for them. And I mean, I just, it's just to spread more joy and love, which is just what I do. I like to encourage, bring the joy to the room. So yeah, so expect that book this fall. And that's what's happening so far. And I'll definitely let you know what other things that are going to be happening a little bit later, because it's all things are always changing.
Awesome. I'm a children's author too. Children's author too. So awesome. Welcome to the club. Welcome Yay! To the club. And I actually have some publishing projects coming up soon. So
wonderful.
So, you know, hey, faith-based publishing. So
faith-based.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So that's awesome. So and how old are your kids, by the way?
Oh, Madison is 11 and Timmy is 8. He just turned 8 this summer. So yeah, I've got a middle schooler. Whew, and I got a third grader.
I have a 9 and a 12-year-old, and then yeah. I have a bonus baby who's 22. So I'm right there with you on those young babies there.
Yes.
So yes. So thank you for joining us. I'm sorry, I've been kind of in and out. Like Emily said, I'm traveling, but we had a state track meet my daughter was in. So I'm so grateful to just be a part of this conversation because, like I said, passing through San Antonio and everything. So I feel like there's a little bit of connection there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So thank you for joining us. And
we're all Texas girls, too, by the way.
Yeah, we're in Dallas.
Texas? Oh, I love it.
Texas. So where can our listeners reach out to you online and on social media as well?
So online, it's niecygainsinfo.com. And then that you can get all information about what's going on, of course, where to purchase and any events. You can sign up with your email, and then I can see you information about what's happening next. And then also you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Niecy Gaines. I'm getting my TikTok going. So that'll be coming up. I'm trying, y'all.
Hey, it's we look. I said anybody over. Wait, are you over 40?
Do you mind sharing?
I'm like, hey, some of this stuff is for the young, but we are trying to make it work. We're trying.
Yes, make it work. So that's my beginning.
Yeah. It's a learning curve, a huge learning curve, but hey, I'm down for it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like I was saying, I just got to uniquely be myself. So uniquely be you, and people will love you. Right?
Yes. You know, something the Lord dropped in my spirit to ask you really quickly, that I think will help encourage listeners who may be wanting to get into Christian gospel music, entertainment industry, or whatever you call it. I would like for you to just, you know, whatever God puts on your heart, share what you would encourage them to do as they wait on the Lord to move into that particular area.
I would share that just don't be afraid, just do it. Don't be afraid to fail. Because if you never did anything, then don't expect anything to happen. But try. I think that you should just make the first step and try. Start writing. Find a producer like I did. Delaneyland, there it is right there. You need one. Delaneyland right there. He's still doing it. These things are available to anybody who wants to do it. So I just encourage you just to make the first step. And that's what it was for me. Yes, I was singing background for other people and doing all that and feeling like, okay, Lord, when is it going to be my turn? And he's like, you have to do it. I had to go and make the first step to connect. So that's what I would say. Make the first step just to step out on faith and connect. God will give you that person to connect with that's going to help you grow in being an artist. It was in it. It went because when it happened, everything fell in place when I took the first step.
Mm.
If I would have never taken the first one step, Emily, one step, then none of this would never happen. So I took the one step and said, hey, I'd like to do this. And they're like, all right, great. Here's what you need to do. And it was like back to back to back to back steps. All the other steps were laid out. And that's what God does. We take that one, he takes 10. I'm like, whoa, that was fast.
That's a word.
I mean, that's how it felt. Yes. So that's what I would encourage. Just take the leap of faith or take the step of faith. Sometimes it's not a leap. It's just that one, you know, move that one big toe up and God, okay, I got it. Because you believed.
Yes, that's a major word there. I think that's a word for all of us, especially those of us who have gotten to a certain age and we're like still trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take that first step. And that's something we preach to our kids, but, you know, and to youth, but we never really take that step ourselves. So, yes, that's so true.
I completely understand. And that's what it was for me. Cause it took a while, y'all. Like you said, 40 club, right? But hey, I'm here. I took the step.
Yes.
I did it. And now, yes. Now I'm taking other steps.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
And just keep moving forward.
That's what we're all learning to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Each day we have to take steps to move forward into our purpose and into our destiny.
Yes.
And sometimes we have to do it scared. Do it afraid.
Yeah, do it afraid, do it scared, because, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen, but at least you tried. It's the try in it. Because I know some people even do it without believing in themselves. Like, well, you know, I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. Right?
That is the truth. That is the truth.
Right?
Indeed. So, Niecy, we are so grateful and so blessed that you joined us on this evening. You are officially now a part of the Brand New Day family. So anytime you want to introduce new music, anytime you want to just come on, give us a call, we would love to have you. Because like I said, you're family now. You're stuck.
Yay!
I really have enjoyed this. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Deanne. This has been great.
You're very welcome.
We want to thank Niecy Gaines again for joining the Brand New Day family this evening. Joy Seekers, be sure to purchase Niecy Gaines' new single, I Could Never Repay You, on whatever digital platform you purchase music from. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Lamont Sanders with He Kept Me, and Leandria Johnson with Hold On.
My God, my God. There were times when I wanted to give up on you. Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me.
You kept me.
When I avoided your plan and I gave up in vain, you kept me.
You kept me.
When I was sinking like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand.
You kept me.
When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance. You kept me.
You kept me.
You kept me.
Said
I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love I'm running back to you. Because of your grace I wanna say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me.
Co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
God is not through with me yet. This life is only a test. Trials come and they go, but a word for you is hold on. Though the times seem to be harder, from the steps you took to get started, but if you only keep the faith, you will surely win this race. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Steps you took to get started, but if you only keep the faith, you will surely win this race. Hold on, my soul needs to hold on. It's hell. You.
Listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. All right, Joy Seekers, we know it's been a minute since we last had our last book club discussion, but the wait is over. Join the Brand New Day Book Club's upcoming virtual book club discussion this fall.
Our book selection for this time is Big, Bold, and Beautiful by Kiara Sheard Kelly, who is a gospel songwriter, fashion designer, Grammy Award nominee, multi-stellar award winner, actress, entrepreneur, author, and creative director. Ooh, that's a mouthful. Do you ever feel like you don't match up to what the world wants you to be?
In this immersive and inspirational book, Kiara Sheard Kelly shares her hard-won advice on body positivity, spiritual self-care, goal setting, finding your joy, and living boldly in faith, empowering you to grab the life you were meant to lead. Every one of us was born to make a difference.
It's time to embrace what makes you, because that's what the world sees as negative. God makes it into a positive. We are asking all listeners to purchase a copy of the book and read it by Thursday, September 22nd, for our virtual book club discussion on Saturday, September 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. More details coming soon.
You may purchase the book at Amazon.com or any of your local bookstores. Register to join the book club by logging on to www.brandnewdayemily.com/events.
Take it to the water. Body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The black mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of. Enough to hear you through your word I made you. All of my mistakes have been washed away forever, changed. And like a baby, I'm taking new steps. And if I fall, I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of. Joy when I'm with you.
Consuela Williams, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was Jason Nelson with Residue. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, check out We Talk Radio's website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. And follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are living your life intentionally. Also, check out the Brand New Day website at brandnewdayemily.com. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Lord, for this day. This is the day that you have made, God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just to order our steps on this day. God, we want to live with purpose and intent. We want to move in purpose and intent. God, we can never repay you for everything. Everything. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough for everything you do for us each and every day. God, create within us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. God, we want to be more and more and more and more and more like you. Teach us, oh God, your ways, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to order our steps on this week, oh God. Give us creativity. Allow us to be able to do everything that you've called us to do, Lord God. And we'll forever give you the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a motivational quote from Maya Angelou. Nothing can dim the light that shines from within. Thank you again for tuning into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Jonathan McReynolds with Not Lucky, I'm Loved.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. The glory ain't made for me, no. I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. 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 Today I'm in a happy place. No, it didn't happen by mistake. I love how he wrote my life, and I love how he sees my heart. So I fall to my knees and I say that I'm grateful when every morning starts. So I don't thank my lucky stars, 'cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
your plan all along. So I don't thank my lucky stars, 'cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth is I'm not lucky in love.
Truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.